WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Scorching heat hanging over much of the country and breaking records in parts of the South. Texas now in its third week of triple-digit temperatures. And Phoenix, Arizona is now in its 12th day of temperatures at or above 110 degrees. ABC's Matt Rivers has more.
The University Medical Center of Phoenix reporting heat-related illnesses every day. We've learned one man has died. The sweltering temperatures also sweeping the rest of the South from Texas to Florida.
It's hot, man. It's quite hot.
Residents there are trying to cool down any way possible.
The benchmark report on inflation shows high prices on consumer goods are declining. The consumer price index rose 3% in June from this time last year, beating expectations. Gas, airline fares, and used car prices fell. Pakistan will get a much-awaited $3 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. The country will get the infusion over a nine-month period to help keep the country from defaulting on its debts. This is ABC News. Microsoft says it has mitigated an attack by Chinese hackers.
Microsoft says its investigation found that beginning May 15th, a Chinese-based adversary they call Storm 0588 gained access to email data from approximately 25 organizations, including government agencies. The company says it's completed mitigation of that attack for everyone affected, but adds hackers gained access using forged authentication tokens. Microsoft says it's called for more transparency in cyber incidents so the industry can share information and learn as these attacks become more frequent and sophisticated. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Hollywood could be hours away from a second major strike. The TV and Film Actors Union and major studios have until the end of the day to agree on a contract, or the union could strike. They've agreed to bring in a federal mediator. Analysts say a strike would shut down whatever film and TV production hasn't already been stopped by the ongoing writers' strike. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Today is the start of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The event is in its 125th year and had over 100,000 people attend last year, a record. With new buildings on site, Executive Director Rusty Volk said his vision of focusing on ag is being realized after over a decade of running the event.
We have to keep agriculture relevant. In order to do that, the public needs to be fully aware of how food is produced. And by having a facility where the public can easily come and see the animals and safely see the animals and safely see how and why they're judged and the direction they're judged, that's going to help those agricultural businesses, keeping them relevant so they can continue to grow and produce more food.
Five new buildings were built to replace old structures that didn't have modern amenities or enough space for animal exhibits at a cost of over $6 million. The fair runs through Sunday. Tickets are available online or at the gate. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On Wednesday, July 12th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to the Our Country Gals at 6 o'clock. The New Richmond Fun Fest will take place from July 13th through the 16th. Stop down for some food, beverages, and live musical entertainment. And friends and family can enjoy the Culpeper and Meriwether Great Combined Circus, sponsored by the Amory Lions Club. The circus takes place in Soldiers Field at Harriman Avenue South and Memorial Drive. Show start at 5 and 7 p.m. Get tickets in advance at Chet Johnson's Drugstore or Innovative Planning Group in Amory.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
...706 Main Street in Hopkins, or at 30bales.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Brett, I am not happy today.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Well, you know it's my eternal quest to find the golden raspberry at the Hopkins Raspberry Festival. Hopkins Raspberry Festival is coming. It's kicked off today, I think it is. It runs through the weekend. They got that huge parade on Sunday, so that should be good fun. And, of course, fireworks, and they got tons of vendors. It's going to be a good time. Head over to Hopkins. It's a good time. It's one of the better events. One of the things they do is they hide a golden raspberry. Now, that sounds dirty, but it actually is just it's kind of a coin with a yellow coin with the raspberry on it. And if you can find it, well, you have eternal glory to your name. That's what it is. So today, Clue One comes on out. Hopkins Raspberry Festival is back for 89 years. It's young in heart for golden raspberry clues. Times are wasting, so let's get a start. It's somewhere not official or judicial, but rather beneficial to the people to view, not near construction, but not an obstruction that allows certain folks to pass through. All right. Now we're talking. Someone found it already.
No way, really?
Damn it! they found it already. It happened within 4 hours of them putting it out there. So I don't know who the idiot was that hit it, but dang it. Anyway, my quest is over in 4 hours this year.
4 hours. Wow.
I'm going to be like Flavor Flav, man. I'm going to get it 1 year. I'm going to put a chain around my neck and I'm going to wear it for a year. Cause that's kind of how that's how it should be. Showers, bedtime, everywhere. Bing. That's all I'm just going to say. Bing. Should get you into reserve table at any restaurant in town there. Should. You would hope so.
Oh yeah.
It hurts, man. This hurts.
That's early to find it. Wow.
Oh, they've had that happen before. I mean, it's not, even I think the Winter Carnival didn't win the Winter Carnival. Someone found it the first day one time. I mean, at some point, I could swear that was what happened. It happened. Sometimes it's the last day. Sometimes it's the first day. Why does the golden raspberry torment me so? Why does it torment me so, Brett? I'm a hollow shell of a man right now. I don't know if I can do the show, but I got Stein coming in. I guess I can. That makes it easy. I mean, Jeff, go with your blabbity 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 blab. You know, I can just kind of do that.
Need Stein to put you in the better mood.
Oh God, are we that dark? Are we that dark? We'll get through it. 9529. Congratulations to whoever found it. And if you've not been to the Hopkins Raspberry Festival, it's a hoot. It's good fun. Head on over there this weekend. They're having a good time. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Before I get into this next thing I want to talk about, I want to give you a little bit of an idea of who exactly I am when I approach this job and when I approach what I do, why I do what I do. There is method to the madness, and I know that might not seem like it is, but there is method to the madness for what I do. And it comes in twofold. One of the things is I don't ever want to get too freaking, well, I don't think this is even possible. Too freaking high on myself or too self-accolading. A long time ago when I was working traffic, there was a radio station. I'm not going to say which one. And I'd talk to them, and they would chew me out because we're, you know, they talk about their audience size and we're the biggest in town and blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't, I mean, I don't think it was the biggest in town, but they seemed to think so. And he criticized me and he said, you know, you need to, you know, treat us better. I said, no. I treat everyone the same. And I don't care if it's some, you know, rural station out in Wisconsin that was getting our traffic reports or the actual biggest station in town. You all get the same product and you all get the same kind of thing. That's kind of how I do things. That's who I am. And I never wanted to be like that. I don't ever want to be to the point like, don't you know who I am? Because you know what? No, I mean, if you have to say that, they don't, you even yourself know that's the case. So for me, it has a lot more to do with, in that regards, is just making sure I keep an even, you know, I don't go over the rails. You know, I stay in the lane, that sort of thing. The other thing that I tried to do here, and this is when I got hired here a long time ago, I listened to some of the progressive radio that was out there, and this goes the same thing for conservative radio. There's too much of it, which is the outrage of the day. And that people are trying hard to turn something into a bigger issue than it really is. And I don't really need to do that. I mean, heck, if you listen to the show, if I don't have something that, you know, political to talk about, I'll bring in the Guthrie Theater. I'll bring in, you know, we'll do a COVID update with Dr. Joe. We'll, you know, there's a lot. Terry John Zilla yesterday, we talked about State Fair Foods. You know, I like talking about things that are not necessarily politics. And I know there are some people out there that want the politics all the time, but I'm not going to force something, and I don't want to force something. Now, that is why I kind of stepped back after the first story we talked about yesterday, the one you informed me of, that the Minnesota Republican Party has $53 in the bank. Not only do they have $53 in the bank, but they also have $334,000 in debt. That's their FEC filing.
It's a little more than the cash on hand.
Yeah, that's you know, that's like, oh boy, you're going to have to start clipping coupons over there, guys. And yeah, that's in case you're missing the lead there. That's not a lot of money in the bank, and that is a lot of debt they've got there. They've got some real issues, and you know, it's kind of one of those things where this morning I woke up and I went out to the news sites in town here, the Star Tribune, Pioneer Press, the TV stations, all of them, all four of them, the, you know, some of the other sites too. Nothing. The story I read, what was the, where you found it originally was Political Wire, right?
Yeah, they pulled it from the FEC.
Yeah, Political Wire had it, and then Raw Story, the national guys, had it. But it wasn't, that was kind of a national thing. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a story, especially when we can go back. Let's go back in time to a hilarious moment here. Back in 2012, when the Minnesota Republican Party faced an eviction hearing next week over unpaid rent because they were broke again. I think since I have been doing this show, they have been broke three times, if I'm not mistaken. Three times they have been bankrupt, or not bankrupt, but broke. They've had no money. The Minnesota GOP is not being kicked out of its office, said GOP chairperson Pat Shortridge. We have successfully negotiated with our creditors. In most cases, our landlord took the unfortunate step, which we are certain they are certainly within the right to do in bringing the matter to court. We believe we're on track to settle this matter without further legal action. We'll go in the days now. That was once again 2012. Yesterday's story, Minnesota has not voted for Republican in presidential contest over 50 years. The longest in any state in the country has gone without doing so, but the GOP still managed to elect a number of noteworthy Republicans. Now, the latest filings with the FEC, so the Republican Party in Minnesota just has $53.81 in the bank, not even enough money to buy a single Amazon Fire tablet with the Prime Day discount supply. By contrast, the party is reporting almost $334,000 in debts. Yeah, and I'll get to a little bit of this in here in a second. So to a point, I'm stunned. So I step back and I say to myself, okay, Matt, is this just Matt wanting a story there? Matt feeling like this is a big story that should be got out there, kind of trying to assert myself that this should be a big story, or, you know, just trying to create an outrage of the day situation, right? Is that what's going on? And I keep coming like, no, because there are two things I keep bringing up that make me say, okay, why exactly is this not being covered in the local news? Number one would be this, and I want everyone to just take a quick sec, okay? Imagine this was the DFL. Do you think the DFL would be getting covered if they declared bankruptcy? Of course they would. Come on. Of course they would. It would be top of the fold, top of the page in this Tribune and the Pioneer Press. It would be the lead story or the second story on any of the TV stations. The far right news outlets would be going crazy with rage excitement about it. And so the question I have, I mean, and this is the legit question, is that, okay, if I can undoubtedly say that if this was the DFL, and if it was the DFL, there's undoubtedly in my mind, this would be getting covered. This would be getting front page. Why is it not now? Is it because it's like, oh, guess who's bankrupt again? You know, is that what it is? Is it the fact that, you know, still, and I've talked about the noise machine of the Republicans is that they basically can go on out there and push really, really hard at trying to get certain things covered. And in turn, you would make the argument, then they probably can go out there and in turn push and get things not covered. And I'm not talking about, I mean, if you go out to rural Minnesota, I guarantee you that all the radio stations out there, that the owner has already looked at the jocks that are there and saying, if you say a bad thing about a Republican, you're fired. And I mean, and you think I'm joking. No. That's kind of the way it is out there. Doesn't mean that they don't get equal time and stuff like this, but, you know, if you don't badmouth Republicans in rural Minnesota, that's just because that's the way they've set the system up. But we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the Twin Cities Metro. And yet this story is buried, and I'm just stunned that it is. Here's the other reason why, and this is the one that makes me kind of chuckle, if you think about it a little bit. What is the Republican Party's message today? It really is twofold. It's hate transgender people and drag queen shows, right? That's one. And two, we're the party of fiscal responsibility. Those are it. And you can look at me and criticize me all day long. I'm not the one that tells these people this. It's not like, does anyone think the Republicans are not, they're not the party of education. They're not the party of the environment. They're not the party of transportation, health and human services. Of course not. They're the party of fiscal responsibility and hating on transgender, LGBTQ, and the drag queens. And that's all they are today. Now, we used to in this country have political parties where the primary tenet of the party was they don't drink, okay? That they were not drinkers, that they were against alcohol. Say you had a we're against alcohol party, and constantly their politicians are caught drinking and driving. And every time you go to one of these no alcohol party, you know, get togethers, there's open bar and everyone's sloshed. Hey, aren't you guys anti drinking? You would say to yourself, well, that's a bit of a news story, isn't it? The anti liquor party drinks like fishes. It writes itself. It really does. So when you have a political party whose entire mentality, their narrative, their entire, you know, stage set is we are the party of fiscal responsibility, and they continually have zero money in the accounts. Zero. Isn't that worthy of a question? Oh, I don't know. Hey, you guys claim to be the party that can fix Minnesota's budget issues, yet you can't even keep your own budget in line where you have $53.81 in the bank and $334,000 worth of debt. It would seem that you're not very fiscally responsible. Do you care to comment? I don't think that this is necessarily a reach. I don't think I'm trying to create a news story. I don't think I am being necessarily biased. I am basically bringing up a point. Where the hell are the freaking political journalists in this town? Because that's a legitimate question. And it should be a question that's asked of all of them. How is it possible that we should trust the Republican Party of Minnesota with any budgetary advice when the party is constantly broke? It's like that one roommate who basically is there. They've got one dried ramen noodle that they're eating slowly for the week because that's the only food they can afford. And you're asking him for investment advice. You know, no, it's not a good idea. You're not going to get some good ideas. Do you like ramen? Yeah, okay. Sure. I know where you're going to sink all your money right now. Get the beef. I like those. Seriously. And once again, this is a legit question. Why aren't you guys doing your freaking jobs? Why aren't you guys doing your freaking jobs? Because this is your job, isn't it? Political reporting? It's not my standard, it's their standard. They're the party that claims to be the party of fiscal conservatism. That they're the ones to trust with the budgets, they're the ones to trust with money. We are the best at it. And they are, at least in the last 10 plus years, constantly in financial troubles. That would seem like, a news story. Without a doubt in my mind, when you factor in those two things, that the fact that if this was the DFL, without a doubt in my mind, that this would be getting covered and it'd be top of the fold, number one news story in town, Democrats are bankrupt. With the same political reporters applying the Republicans' standard to the Democrats. Like, well, how you say you're a fiscally responsible party. How can we trust you if you're bankrupt all the time? They would be doing that. Plus the fact that there is the easy freaking layup of a political question. Your party says you're the party of fiscal responsibility, yet you're constantly bankrupt. How can you make those two things work together? Lead to a lack of credibility on the issue? And it's not like we're talking about some Republican who's never been pro-environment and one day their company is found spilling toxic waste into a lake. And so, they come out and they do this, well, we're going to clean it up. That's not what we're talking about because they've never really pled to being the environmental party. But yet, here we are with this. I think it's a valid question. And for the life of me, I can't understand why one of the two major political parties in the state, and I'll tell you what, let me come on back. Let me explain to you why this is a huge problem for the Minnesota GOP and why this is a huge problem for the Minnesota GOP and why this is actually another angle you could put on this very simply. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Did you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, Absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna Hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota Hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota Hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into the artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park for the Powderhorn Art Fair on August 5th and 6th at powderhornartfair.com. Again, that's the Powderhorn Art Fair, August 5th and 6th. More at powderhornartfair.com.
It is the Matt McNeil Show, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stein here in about 10 minutes. So here is why this is a huge problem for the Republicans. So they've got the Senate race, which is going to be, I mean, who are they going to run against Klobuchar? Who would they run against Klobuchar?
Kurt Bills was my favorite.
Kurt Bills. Neuberger, the racist representative from Becker. Yeah, I remember him. Neuberger. Who are they going to run? I mean, let's legitimately ask the question. Would Stauber run against her? Stauber would get destroyed in the metro area. He would get destroyed in the metro. So he I think he thinks his best chance at going back to D.C. is 8. So, no, I don't think that's going to do it. Kitzner, I mean Emmer and Fischbach are you know, dead on arrival. Neither one of them will win anything in the metro area. So they're done. I'm not even going to throw out, like, Jennifer Carnahan or something like that, for goodness sakes. It'll be a nightmare. So you're already at a massive disadvantage. Maybe like Michelle Tafoya. That's who my gut feeling is going to be. It's going to be someone like Michelle Tafoya is going to try to run and, you know, and try to be the candidate there. But, you know, I'm going to point out the thing about the Republican Party is to win the primary with a group of people who are somewhat misogynist and racist. Good luck with that. I don't know if that's going to go as easy as you think it is. But that being said, they're already going to be at a massive disadvantage with the Klobuchar race. The House races, I mean, we brought up the question yesterday, will they even run anyone in two? Will they? I mean, they probably will against Angie Craig. But will they run anyone of any consequence against Phillips in three? Probably not. And they're going to have a hard time holding 8. I think Stauber, especially when it comes to the infrastructure projects up there he voted against and then him trying to take credit for them, that hurt him. I talked to a few people when I was up there and they were saying, yeah, he sounds really kind of, you know, sleazy now. So that's going to be interesting to see. Kistner, depends on who the Democrats run. The DFL runs a good candidate down in one. That could be trouble. So they're already going to have, you know, money spread out there. Then comes, okay, then the next big race is the Minnesota House, because the Senate's not up for re-election until 2026. So it's the House, and the last I checked, the DFL has the majority, which means the Republicans will have to pick up seats, which means, and this is where this becomes a problem, because I've had a lot of people saying, Matt, the PACs. Yeah, to a point, but that money is all going to be filtered into the federal races. Maybe a handful of the Minnesota House races, but there's going to be a lot of the Minnesota House races where they're going to look at them and they're going to say, you know, we have no money for you. We have no money for you. We're just not going to, you're on your own. You have to do this on your own. And reminder, they've got some vulnerable seats too in the Minnesota House. So this is already a major problem. So, okay, so say you don't want to, you know, you don't want to report it, even though I highly bet that the political reporters of this town would report it if it was the DFL. Fine. You don't want to report it, even though this is the party that claims to be fiscally responsible, is clearly not fiscally responsible. And that's a legitimate question. That's their standard. You're just asking them, why can't they live by their standard? So you don't want to ask that. Well, why don't you ask it from the perspective of how do you guys think you're going to win the Minnesota House if you basically are bankrupt? Or no, I shouldn't say bankrupt, but broke. Broke is the right term. Todd is in Ramsey. You wanted to chime in on this. Let's get him in before Stein. Welcome on in, Todd.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking the call. You've laid out the Republican hypocrisy on fiscal, we'll call it irresponsibility, very well. But let's not forget two others. They used to be the party of law and order until, of course, their former president, preferred candidate, pardoned. They used to say, if you did the crime, you do the time. Well, he pardoned Manafort. He pardoned Stone. He pardoned Sheriff Joe. You know, he's pardoned all the people that have committed crimes, but they had to do no time whatsoever, and very little to say about the people that assaulted police officers at the Capitol. So the former Law and Order party isn't at all anymore. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, their big love for children doesn't extend a moment beyond when the child is born. There's just no support by the Republican Party to help children once they're alive. So you laid it out for fiscal irresponsibility, but let's not forget they're hypocrites in a number of different areas.
And Todd, if I can add one more, and thanks, Todd, I appreciate the phone call. If I can add one more, party of personal freedom. They used to be the party of personal freedom, individual freedom. And now they can't get into your house and dictate what kind of life you can live fast enough. And they are definitely a broken party. 952. As a matter of fact, that actually is going to be a theme because there are a lot of bad signs right now for Republicans and the right in this country. Jeff Stein will join us when we do return. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. Plus, the Tuberville holding on that hold on the military commanders. We'll talk about that as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces Stoves at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 77. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 61. And Thursday, a chance for thunderstorms with a high around 84. From the bright personalities to the bold flavors, 30 Bales and Hopkins is the perfect gathering spot for anyone looking for a taste of the Midwest. Whether you're stopping by for a quick drink or settling in for a leisurely meal, you'll find plenty to love at 30 Bales. Located at 1106 Main Street in Hopkins, more at 30bales.com.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. You can find his books over at Next Chapter Books, as well as TotallyIowa.com, the Iowa Business Report, the Iowa Politics Report. Come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is currently located. Well, are you located there? I should ask. You are around the state quite a bit.
I'm a rambling man.
You are. Where are you? Are you at the station or are you on the road?
Yeah. No, I am. Do you not see the image? I have to look at you. You don't see me.
I'm smart.
That's a really good point. No, I am ensconced in my studio in downtown Waterloo, Iowa.
All right. There we go. I see us now. There
it is. Oh, and names just popped up on the screen, too. All that's helpful so people know who is who.
Yeah, there you go. I think Jeff actually has that in the contract. It says, you know, don't let them confuse us.
That would be McNeil, not McNeil. Yeah, that's helpful.
Does the Iowa State Fair do what the Minnesota State Fair does, which is they released yesterday the list of all the new food items they're going to have at the Minnesota State Fair?
Oh, yes.
34 of them. Does the Iowa State Fair do that too?
Oh, yes, and I have it. Apparently, yesterday was the day all of this stuff was released, and it's just the most grotesque list of things. Now, let's be fair, for the audience's benefit.
Yes.
You and I, separately,
yes,
enjoy eating.
Yes.
We're big fans of food, and but some of this stuff, there's not a chance.
Yes.
Amish donuts. I don't even know what that is.
Is there a guy? Is there a guy churning the oil hot? I mean, that's going to take a while, I think.
It could. Bacon and sweet corn lobster rolls.
Okay, you're just killing the lobster flavor then.
Well, I mean, why screw up good bacon?
You know, okay, I guess so. Priorities.
Bacon cheddar pretzel dog.
Okay, that's something you can get at the mall.
Buffalo chicken bacon ranch fries.
Buffalo chicken. Is there chicken in there, or is it just buffalo chicken as an adjective?
Or is it buffalo meat? Yeah, I know I have.
Well, that's South Dakota's.
Oh, here's one. Catfish in a boat or on a stick.
Okay.
That's what you need. Catfish on a stick.
Hey, they have a walleye sandwich at the Minnesota State Fair, which is to die for. Okay, so
sandwich, okay, but all right, here, let me give you one more. Deep fried strawberry shortcake on a stick.
Okay, now, of the things you've done, now you're getting State Fair-y there. Now that's where you're getting. In Minnesota, the only one of the ones that, okay, there were the ungodly sweet ones that you and I could easily look at as like, oh, I'm not going to get that because it's going to be too sweet. And right. We have a plethora of pickle-related ones, because last year one of the big items was pickles on top of pizza. And I made the point, I said, the crust wasn't that good, the sauce wasn't that good, the cheese wasn't good, and the pickles weren't that good. But yet, you know, because that was one of the
hot items.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Not really. No. but the only one that I really kind of is the big X because no, is the deep-fried lutefisk. That they're going to do. And that's like, okay, now you're just trying to be way too quirky Minnesotan.
Pork belly pinwheel. I have no idea what that is.
Now we're talking.
Here is your absolute prototypical State Fair food. And I'll agree, deep fried lutefisk or whatever. Yeah, you're trying too hard. But here's what we have.
Yeah.
Iowa Twinkie jalapeno filled with pulled pork, corn, and cream cheese, wrapped in bacon, smoked with sweet and sticky barbecue, finished with ranch.
Okay, wait a second here. A Twinkie.
I'll go slower.
A Twinkie.
Iowa Twinkie.
An Iowa Twinkie.
It's called the Iowa Twinkie.
It's the Iowa
Twinkie.
All right.
Jalapeno filled with pulled pork, corn, and cream cheese. Okay, got that image.
All right.
Wrapped in bacon, smoked with sweet and sticky barbecue, and finished with ranch.
Oh, God, Is there
any part of any of your arteries that are not clogged just by hearing that?
It's like a giant picked up a Wisconsin restaurant and just shook it out, and that's what fell. You know,
it's like a Long Island iced tea. It's like somebody used a bar rag, wrung it out in a glass, and handed it to you.
Deep fried with a side of ranch dipping sauce. Okay, is the dough like Twinkie dough?
I'm going to go with sure.
Okay.
Because that's, why would you say Twinkie otherwise?
And they're going to be serving that up with a smile on their face. Just how evil. Oh,
the
man.
Dough crazy. I know I said that was the last one. Try this one. Right. Dough, Cool Ranch pickle on a stick. No, I don't care.
Well, that's
dough
not bad.
Crazy. Okay. Dough crazy.
Dough crazy.
That's a dough crazy sweet stick. With chocolate chip cake batter, brownie batter, brownie cookie, chocolate chip dough, monster chair. I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. So you just took all the dough that was left over and then just mushed it around a stick.
I do have one for you though. Okay. You've got to get up there. The Southeast Asian food that they've got at the Minnesota State Fair is amazing. Uh-huh. I did the Union Hmong kitchen last year. I got their sausage. It was phenomenal. And they got they're doing one of those little buns now. So I think at least one of the things I do like is give me some options that are not everything is over the top. You know what I mean? They have one that is a little sweet that I like, which was the Irish butter ice cream on top of a big thick piece of cinnamon French toast, which I mean, I think that's going to be sweet, but I think that's going to be tolerable. I appreciate creativity like that, but just when it becomes just the on top of it gets nuts.
Dill pickle flavored cheese curds.
Oh, God. Well, that's okay. You know, you get a klutzy guy in a Packer bar after about 2 p.m. on a Sunday. That just happens naturally.
Is that sort of like the old Reese's peanut butter cup commercials? You got your chocolate in my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. And pretty soon you take it to a Wisconsin bar and it's still pickle flavored cheese curd. Yeah,
there you go.
That makes sense.
You got your Packers in my Packers. Okay, never mind. Okay. So, question for you. You follow this as well as I do. I think even a lot of the Republicans are tired of Tommy Tuberville because of the hold that he's put on the military leadership. Now he's got the head of the Marine Corps, who's going to be the Joint Chiefs, being held up. And basically, he wants the military to do something which they're just not going to do, which is to basically say that active duty military personnel cannot have an abortion. That's what his whole thing is. And until they get rid of that, he will not release them. But I even think now that they've gotten to the point where we're starting to hurt military preparedness by not having the top brass leadership in place. I think Tuberville is starting to lose a lot of his buddies on that on the right side, because I saw a lot of them were like, no, 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 no. This needs to end.
When you go so far, you have to look for an exit. Right. Where's your exit point? How do you get out with saving face? Well, here's his problem. He's been making statements about white nationalism.
Yeah. There's that.
And that's now generating. And I don't know the context. I can't imagine what the context would be. But I think that he's now getting attention for verbal faux pas that will then undermine anything else he's trying to accomplish with the other deal. So it's sort of like, how quickly can you extricate yourself from this so that you're not affecting preparedness? because somebody's got to blink. And he's the one who's got to blink at this point. And if you're getting all of these folks ganging up on him because of the unrelated stupid stuff that gets said, well, you've got no supporters left on your core issue.
His whole white nationalism thing, I mean, his excuse was even lamer. Once, well, I was a football coach. I said, okay, great. A Southern college, a white college, which basically brought in black football players to utilize their skills to try to win something for yourselves. Yeah, that's not exactly the standard that's going to exonerate you there, sir. But it was at that hearing that happened yesterday, where even the military brass, and I think this is the concern for the Republicans, is that I do honestly think that even under Trump and under Obama, I think the military does try to play neutral as much as possible. But you could hear the stinging rebukes that were coming towards the fact that this is all being held up and that we cannot keep, you know, the readiness where it needs to be because of this guy in this show. I don't know. I think the last thing the Republicans want to do is alienate most of the major military brass, because let's face it, when it comes to election seasons, they sure love to lean on, we're the party of military strength.
Well, absolutely. And so if you want to make sure that the military is not woke, that's one issue, and I'm using their language. If you want to make sure that no federal money goes to pay for abortions, and that would include members of the military, which is apparently his issue. Okay, that's all great. But when you are arguing about those issues without demonstrable proof that anything that you're fighting affects military preparedness over here, while in making those protests for unproven issues, you then are demonstrably adversely affecting chain of command in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've lost the whole thing, right? It's sort of like you're complaining about lack of military readiness, but in your complaint and your protest, you are directly creating a lack of preparedness. Nobody's going to support that. So somebody needs to find him a way out, because he's obviously not able to talk his way out of it.
No.
Because it just gets deeper and deeper.
I will
say. And again, when Mitch McConnell makes a statement against you, for crying out loud, it's not exactly the strongest leader in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes out against you, it's like, all right, you've pretty much lost everything.
I will say this, and I'm dead serious. I think Tuberville is one of the stupidest human beings I've ever seen in the House or the Senate. And that's factoring in Louie Gohmert. That's factoring in Marjorie Taylor Greene. I have seen some real gems that have been put in there. Tuberville seems like he is, you know, they find him half the time in his office eating a tub of paste. I mean, it is just, he does not, he's just, I've heard dumb guys.
But is it paste on a stick? Yeah. That's the question. Is it deep fried paste on a stick?
With some ranch on the side, wrapped in bacon with the ranch on the side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So this.
No, I mean, you're right. And the thing is, how did he get the job?
Well, because
it's the same reason Tom Osborne became a member of Congress from Nebraska. Although I don't recall hearing that he was as dumb as to eat a jug of paste.
He was not as dumb, nearly as dumb as Tommy Tuberville. That's for sure.
But again, when you're to your point, and I don't mean to paint with too broad a brush, but when your point as the U.S. senator is to say, well, I know I used to be a football coach. Okay.
I used to work the fryer over at Arby's. I know. I don't think.
Hey, it's an art form to get those curly fries right with the seasoning here. Okay? Yeah,
exactly. All right. This actually brings up a larger issue, though, because the Republicans are kind of stubbing their toes. Democrats, I don't think, are necessarily getting it really well. I mean, I they're figuring things out. I mean, Biden going on the attack, going after politicians who are claiming credit for bills they voted against is a really good sign. And it's getting some good press. And that does put these the Republicans back on their heels a little bit. But there is an insane amount of self-induced problems right now within the Republican Party. Tuberville. We got three state Republican parties that are currently not bankrupt, but broke. Michigan, Arizona, and Minnesota, as of yesterday, has $53 in the bank. You know, that's going to dramatically affect next year's elections in those states.
Yeah.
You have, the Democratic House, their big investigation into Biden is blowing up spectacularly in front of their faces, because
at some point, finally someone asked, okay, who exactly is our expert witness? Oh, it's a guy who's allegedly a spy for China. Okay, that's probably not the guy. And you could tell when even Grassley was like, I don't think there's any value here. Even Ron Johnson was starting to walk away from it. They realized that they bought the talking points from Newsmax and OAN without actually looking at seeing if they had the case. This is all kind of imploding on them, and I don't quite know where they're going, but there's an insane amount of self-induced flubs that they are going with right now. I don't know if it will hold on until 2024, but it definitely is not helping them now.
Well, you can only go so far with either party, frankly, but we'll just talk about the Republicans. You can only go so far by saying, well, you know, we're the minority party in the Senate and we don't have subpoena power. And, you know, so that's up to the House to drive this because they're, you know, those guys have the majority. You know, I mean, when that's your best argument and then you have the House, the gang that can't shoot straight. I mean, you know, it's the sort of thing where I think there, and you mentioned Grassley and he was on the program earlier this week. And I asked about this form and where are those recordings? You know, you went out on the floor and said there were recordings. And he said, and I don't have criticism with his response. He said, you know, my job, I'm in the minority party. People bring things in. I bring it to the attention. Here's this form. It should be public document. And they say they have this. Okay, now go. Right? In other words, it's now the job of others to follow up. Well, where are these recordings?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's I get where he's differentiating. He's saying, I can only go this far. But if he had them in hand, he'd probably put the tape recorder up to the phone and share them with me. So I don't know where the disconnect is because there was a lot of there with this public statement, but not a lot of there afterwards. And it's just interesting to me.
Well, and it's hard enough, I think, for Republicans because these Supreme Court rulings are not necessarily helping them when it comes to saying we're the party of the masses. But at the same time, you're exactly right. It's one thing to go on out there saying we've got the evidence. And then when the evidence is there, it's like, why do you think I said we had evidence? I never said this. And yeah, you did. And
well, you can't go out there and just grill Adam Schiff for saying we got all sorts of things against Trump with Russia and I've got evidence and it'll be et cetera, et cetera. And they say that he just kind of made it up out of whole cloth. You can't do that and then say, well, we have some speculative allegations we can't prove, but by gosh, you guys all ought to pay attention. I mean, what's the distinction? I don't know any distinction as a common ordinary person watching this. So you can't have it both ways.
Let's take a break. When we come on back, I want to get into some other problems that the right is having, not necessarily the Republicans, but it has to do with the fact that there's more financial problems coming down their way for some of these right-leaning organizations. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wa!
Hi, I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us. By the way, quick question for you, Jeff, off the topic. Yes. I just saw this yesterday. I think it's Farmers Insurance now has said they're going to stop insuring houses in Florida. Do you think the federal government's going to have to create some sort of insurance program for Florida residents? Because right now, I think most of the insurance companies refuse to sell home insurance in Florida anymore because of hurricanes.
Well, unless you want to get into some sort of a national insurance system for that, and we already have flood insurance, national flood insurance, that is underwritten. And so you might have that as the precedent. But, you know, any place where you've got claims that are going to outstrip the amortization, you know, I mean, you can't force the company to go out of business.
And if
by the way, four words, bacon, cheddar, pretzel dog.
I mean, that's like a rookie entry, man. Come on.
Would you eat it?
Well, yeah, I actually would. I mean, there's nothing that you have said that I wouldn't at least take a bite of. That's for sure. Right? Let's be honest. All right. So
it's the one thing in Florida, by the way, to your serious point, as opposed to my frivolous one. It's the one thing in Florida where a company's leaving and it doesn't have anything to do with Ron DeSantis.
Well, I mean, he's sitting there saying, can Disney offer insurance? No, that's maybe the way for them to do it. All right. So
Scrooge McDuck Insurance Company. That's fantastic. Well done.
So moving away from the politics and the problems from the Republicans are having some of these, you know, unforced errors. You've got more unforced errors. I'll start with Trump, although he is a politician. He's now quadrupled down on E. Jean Carroll. He's basically saying this. He's going to get... You know, if you're giving money to Donald Trump, you're actually giving money to E. Jean Carroll because she's eventually going to give it there. The MyPillow guy, he is basically, I don't know if you saw this story, they're selling off some of their equipment and subleasing some of their space. That Dominion lawsuit's going to take him out. I really, that's unfortunate because there's a lot of people in Minnesota that work for the guy. And that's, I'm not condoning what he said. He was a loon ball. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that this is going to impact that had nothing to do with his political rantings. And then Ray Epps, this is the story that broke this afternoon. This is the guy that Tucker Carlson just made up as the real villain of January 6th, who was not the real villain of January 6th. As a matter of fact, he's a Trump voter, but now he has filed a major lawsuit against Fox News, undisclosed amount that he's looking for. I've got to imagine it's going to be well in the seven, maybe eight figures. So, you know, you got these other things, too, where they just can't get out of their own damn way at this point.
Well, the problem is that speech has ramifications. All right. We have free speech in this country. There can be an argument about how robust it is with certain social media outlets, et cetera. Okay. Don't care about that. What I'm talking about is we have government. This is the First Amendment. The government cannot stop speech before it is uttered. The government cannot stifle speech, but there is a redress if the speech is harmful. So the government can't tell Mike Lindell, stop talking about these elections, but people can sue for damages. That's the redress. And it's the same thing here. You know, Ray Epps, if he feels he's been wronged, then that's when you bring the news media or the speaker, the individual, whoever it is, you bring them into court and you bring them to their knees financially. And you've seen with some of these verdicts and settlements separately, to get away from the danger of a bigger verdict, juries don't have a lot of time for this anymore. And you're really seeing the whole business model. Look at Fox's business model, okay? They were willing, they've now fired Carlson and his staff. They are still paying him, and they've compressed their primetime schedule. So what happens? The audience gets one fewer hour of fresh material so they can pay lawsuits. That's what it comes down to.
It's amazing to me Bartiromo's not out there either because she's caused him a lot of problems too. Once again, you can hear Jeff on the weekend. We rebroadcast this. We'll get the Iowa politics out a little bit later on. Thanks, Jeff. Hour two is up next.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. We're heading into July and the heart of summer. The backyard barbecues over Independence Day will bring a lot of family and friends over to the house, and your kids will spend a lot of time outdoors on the sports fields and in the backyard. But that also means your guests are going to be spilling the potato salad and your kids are going to be tracking in who knows what from their outdoor explorations or off the sports fields. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering three rooms starting at just $129 and get a fourth room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina.